Hello, you awesome, beautiful people. Hope you're having a lovely time. Hope you're doing amazingly jordar in your life. My name is Digital Prateek, your host and host of Digital Prateek Show, where we discuss branding and marketing, which works in the now. At times, we also discuss about the practical mindset for massive growth in your overall life. With that being said, enjoy this episode. UGC content, guys. Like, this is so important. UGC content, user-generated content. The word, the term itself says user-generated. So, if somebody is talking about your brand, if somebody is talking about your business, just imagine they would only talk about your business in the good sense, not the bad sense. Good sense, only if they love your product, only if they can connect with your brand, only if, you know, they just want to use your brand or the products. So UGC content is so of a great strategy in various different segments. Be it, let's suppose if you're an orthodontist, if you have a product which is related to teeth, all right, that there's a product, Toothsy. If you go to a website, Toothsy is a product where you get aligners with a book free scan. Go check out their Facebook ads. So many tons of UGC content ads are there for Toothsy. Second, let's suppose Red Bull. Red Bull has never created content based out on scripts, probably. Maybe once out of a blue moon. Alright. Their Instagram page is all about what? UGC content. Other people are creating content for them. Why? Because they are in love with the product. They are getting results with the product. On top of that, they are great at marketing as well. They do great collabs with sports, adventures. So yes, that is a hidden part, but UGC content works like charm. And there are so many different brands where UGC content works like charm. If we talk about digital coaching, people here and there, people are interviewing their own students and they're putting up that on YouTube or maybe in advertisement. Why? Because other people is saying something about this brand and then sharing the results. So it connects emotionally with other audience, which might be your potential customers. So UGC content is one of the big, because it's like, I feel UGC content is equal to word of mouth on steroids, you know, because if one person is saying something to somebody, that's a word of mouth, which we always say in traditional world. But this is like word of mouth on steroids, because if somebody is saying good thing about Red Bull, and if it is a content, and if 100,000 people are watching that, it's like on steroid, you know. So I say social media is communication at scale. Similarly, UGC content is equal to word of mouth on steroids or at scale. And recently, we also, you know, we have been testing this for our clients, for us as well. And recently, like right now, while I'm recording this episode, I'm already in my dashboard of Facebook ads. One of the Facebook ads, which have been recently, you know, we started that on June 12th. And we are recording this episode on 14th June. One of the ads where we have spent around $100 and the purchase ROAS, the return on ad spend, is already 1.70. The product is low ticket, lowest ticket product. It's a 500 rupees product. Just 500 rupees product. All right. And it's a UGC content where somebody was so happy with the product that they just came. So basically, the product is workshop. So on the workshop itself, one of the person at the end said, "Hey Prateek bhai, thank you so much. Really loved this content because you showed us some reality and practical examples and things like that." And that is now being converted into an ad, which is right now performing really well. Why? Because we are running this as dynamic creative testing with three different headlines. And if you carefully see the headlines and all, let's suppose, obviously you cannot see this, but I will tell you that there are three different headlines which we are using for this particular ad. One of the same video has one headline, which is, you know, the customer name is Pradnya. So we are saying Pradnya said adventure sports climbing shoes for AI. And then, so this is the headline on the video, on the UGC content. The second one is saying adventure sports climbing shoes. She said to apply this niche, and because she was the one who gave this niche in real time on a workshop, and I did something on that and showed them the results real time on the workshop. So they were so impressed. And the third is also on the lines of that, you know. So we are now testing between these three headlines on the same ad and we see results as well. So the way we see results is by going into, you know, our Facebook custom dashboard by creating all these things, and then we are split testing between so many things. So, you know, the ad which is converting and everything would be given to us. So basically UGC content, once you are deploying that, you also have to be creative enough to then deploy it for the marketing strategy. If you're posting just for the organic content, it's fine. If you're using that for advertisement purpose, you have to be great at split testing a lot of elements dynamically as well within your ads based on that UGC content. All right. So that's how you use UGC content, because again, I'm saying UGC content is equal to word of mouth on steroids. Hey guys, thank you so much. Thank you so very much for tuning in till the end of this episode. It really means the world to me. Now, it would mean even more if you can just follow me on Spotify or subscribe on Apple Podcast. Also, check out the description of this episode for any important links which might be there in the moment. And finally, signing off from this particular episode to make sure that you come to the next episode. Baki, life mein jo bhi karo, zordar karo.